Anchor.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our live podcast on Wednesday. Nicole and I are... I'm sad you're not here next to me. It's kind of weird.
Yo, even your, like, picture of your little feeties, I was like...
I sent Nicole a text or a picture of me, of my feet the way I woke up this morning. I had one little sock on and one off.
One booty on.
One booty on and one booty off. You know, that's how I'm living right now. I'm trying to tell you. I have not showered in 24 hours. I got dishes in the sink. But it's okay. I'm going to get it together today.
So, I think a lot of some of that is just what's going on.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, it's actually funny because this is all business as usual for me. I already work from home. I already don't really fuck with people that hard. So I'd be at home, you know, a lot of the time. Anyway, so this actually has been just a great time for me to think about how to better serve the community in other ways. So just really seeing the push for everyone to move digitally and trying to support as much as possible in that way. So my focus has just been on trying to create what I can and show up for the community through my offerings. So the work has shifted a little bit, but the day-to-day is still pretty much the same for me. So it hasn't impacted me as much as probably a lot of other people.
And the work is right in line with what you do.
Right.
The work is about bringing access, bringing resource, bringing transformation, growth to everybody. So
yeah. How has it been for you? Because I know you got kids at home and whatnot.
Yeah, so I think for us with kids, it's just mind-boggling.
Because
I'd be updated. Okay, at the end of it for 3 weeks, and then you hear... Now we're hearing maybe not going back this school year.
Right.
And now we're, so it's...
It's escalating daily.
Exactly, you can't get it. There's no solid ground for anybody. Mm-hmm. Not just parents, but there's just no solid ground. So it's a constant. I feel like I'm on the ship and my legs are going like this.
Right.
Like, there's no...
There's no stable ground. Yeah. Good morning, y'all. Me and Nicole are just kind of catching up on what the quarantine vibes have been like for us. And then we're going to get into some comedic yoga here momentarily. Some theory, a little bit of practice, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think it's been a time of a lot of uncertainty for folks. How are you guys managing and handling this quarantine? How y'all feeling about all this? I'm curious to know where people are at. Like I said, for me, this is business as usual. But I think about somebody like my nephew who's in Spain, who's a DJ. And he's like, you know, that in Spain, we live an outside life. So to be inside is like, so he's like, he's miserable right now. Hey, Kayla, he's miserable right now. And I think about a lot of people who are used to being outside, who are not used to being indoors, who are social creatures, who need that interaction and how they're dealing with that. Do you have any mental health wellness tips on that topic?
So, I think the big thing is we're starting to recognize, this is a great time to recognize what has been working for you. So, like you just said, a lot of us are social creatures. A lot of us, like I'm noticing for me, like we're not here next to each other. I'm a physical being.
Yeah.
So I like physicality. I like being next to somebody. So I'm noticing that for me.
Yeah.
So now is a good time as you're starting to feel things rise up. Just take note. Because when this settles, you're really going to have a clear idea of what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people are just being distracted. You're realizing that all that doing you were doing was avoiding something. So be easy with yourselves because that stuff is going to start to bubble up and there's nowhere to run.
There's nowhere to go. Right.
I think somebody was... all these memes, but I think there was a statistic about divorce already. There's already like a statistic about divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I say be easy with yourselves, and as you start to feel it, give yourself grace and say, you know what? When have I ever sat alone with myself like this?
Right.
Just give yourself grace. Like, have I ever had to sit down? Like when we were kids, right?
Right.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit your ass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a huge timeout for the whole world.
Huge. it's not something you're watching on TV. What you just said, it's the whole world.
Which is wild. Like, are we really, is this real? Like, I'm still feeling like this is not really real. You know, I feel like, is anybody else experiencing that feeling of surrealness?
And eeriness when you're out and about?
Girl, they talk about the zombie apocalypse out here and shit. I'm like, for real though. Like, this shit is wild. Yeah. So
your brain's not going to be able to take it all in. And so if you have friends around you who sound like they're in complete denial, take a moment to understand that's part of the process.
Come on.
Because I think we're getting a little, you know, our nerves are already frazzled. And so you can be watching people online or other people thinking they're not taking this serious. That's how people get sick. She's an entrepreneur. Oh, I have to go to work. And just like, wait, my nerves. I'm at, let me check in. A scale of 1 to 10. 10 being really freaked out. 1 being like, what? Where am I? Where am I?
I love that scale. I think I'm somewhere at like a 5.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Some people are at a 5. Some people are still like straight up like at a 1 or 2. Oh, it's been clear. So when you hear it, just know that's where they're at. You don't have to convince them. You don't have to join someone who's at an 8. You know? You
period. Like, yes.
Know where you're at. Where am I?
Where am I?
I'm at a 5.
Where am I? There. And you know what? And here's the thing. We talked about this in my spiritual class on Sunday, where we were talking about like how we can move into the past and the future a lot. In a moment where you're feeling whatever kind of way, just observe what you can about right now. Right now I'm safe. Right now I feel good. Right now in this moment I have food. Right now in this moment I have water. Right now in this moment I have Wi-Fi access. Right now in this moment I have friends I can call. You know, there's many things about right now that are good. I think it's the uncertainty of the future that people are freaking out about. And the reality is that in this very moment, you're okay. So remind yourself, right now, I'm good right now. And that'll bring you back into the moment.
That's it. What you just did is you started making the list. And so what the brain starts to do is the second you start doing that, after 17 seconds or so, the brain will help you and it will gain momentum. Mm. So then it will start. So as you start to say, you know, I have Wi-Fi right now. I have running water right now.
Yeah.
Your brain will then start to pick it up. It's like a search engine. So that's beautiful. That's just using your knowing how your system works as well.
Yes. I'm struggling from dry lips at the moment. I'll be right back.
So I know last week we talked about parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. And so what Angie was talking about is one way to get your parasympathetic system back online.
Yes.
Your sympathetic is your, I like to call it your save yourself system. So that's, and you might be feeling that. I know a lot of us were talking about, well, you know, I was okay until I went to the store. Then when I went to the store and I saw the
empty shelves.
And I saw the people in line, that's when it hit me. And then, you know, you're not, you know, you've been thinking one way, now your nervous system is having a fight flight reaction. So
yes, I wanted to get right into this. So this is a perfect segue. So last week, I think it was either last week or there was the week before last week. We talked more because last week I got in the ass about the yoga studios.
That's right.
So the week before that, we talked about kinetic yoga and its emphasis on the nervous system and activating the parasympathetic nervous system. So this is something I want to jump back into because in these times, it's very important. And I've been hearing a lot of people talking about the parasympathetic recently. So let's just really break it down again for the folks who don't know. You have two pieces to your nervous system. The parasympathetic does what?
Parasympathetic, that's your cooling down. That's the one that cools you down after you're going to get hot and bothered. That's your system that comes online and says it starts to regulate you.
So the benefits of an activated parasympathetic nervous system are rest and digest, so your body can be in a resting space. There's more calmness, decreased blood pressure, lower, easier breathing. Digestion can move fluidly. So these are some of the benefits of your parasympathetic nervous system. Some of the things you can do to activate that are the breath, which we'll go through a meditation exercise here momentarily. Another thing that you can do is, you know, take a walk outside.
Okay,
you know, just like
a lot of us can't. That's right?
Right.
So we talk about things like reading. Reading disengages, right? It lets you get in a book. It lets you go. So I watched like 2 documentaries last night. One on Miles Davis.
Oh my God, I watched Miles Davis yesterday too. So lit. So lit.
Always.
So good. I'm going to go back and watch it because, hey, Sarah, because I missed some of it because I was working, but I was like, this shit fire. I was like, I know Netflix about to be coming with that heat right now.
Right?
Right.
Right, because this is the, whatever you have on them shelves, get it out.
Right.
Something else you can get it. Get
period.
The old notebooks, the old journals, it's time.
It's
y'all.
Time.
It's time to go through the journals. I'm going to go through these one day, y'all. Get them journals.
I'm trying to tell you what I know.
Yeah, where you were 5 years ago. You might be, you know, sometimes we don't take the time to stop and go, wow.
Well, yeah, I've come a long way. Right.
I've come from, like, remember that day you went through your list mm-hmm. and you were like, really and truthfully.
Knocking hella shit out. Yeah.
This is the time.
Hey, Kirsten. Good morning. Yes, so so if you can't go outside, I like to sometimes, like Nicole says, disengage, watch a documentary or watch something that puts you in a foreign place. This is something I do regularly anyway, because I be having island fever vibes and I'll be like, okay, I need to get up out of here. So let me just transport myself mentally, right? And put myself in a space. Or put myself somewhere in like a foreign country, right? Like I know, for example, Brie from Women of SAC was planning on going on a trip to Europe and that got canceled. So watch, you know, Nikki Christina Barcelona, sub shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And get yourself in another space. So these are things that can help activate your parasympathetic nervous system, okay? Along with yoga, meditation, these type of vibes, which we'll get into here in a moment. Now, your sympathetic nervous system is a different energy. Tell us, Nicole.
So I always like to say you have your autonomic nervous system, your HPA axis, and you have an amygdala, which I call the fire alarm. Your sympathetic nervous system is, I don't know if people realize, your skin is your biggest
they organ? Call it
your organ, but it's your biggest sensing organ. Mm. So it senses heat. It senses, you say, I don't know what that was. You know, your skin has a million like receptors on it.
Wow.
So your sympathetic nervous system, it's doing its job. Please don't try not to get angry at it, but it's sensing danger. Okay. So it's physically sensing danger. And then if it senses something, it sends the information to the amygdala and then whatever that's stamped with, it's like a file. Snake. Bad. You know, baby crying. Bad. Baby smiling. Good. And it's a computer. It just pulls it up and it tries to decipher what is this for us. But your sympathetic nervous system, I call it the save yourself system, because that's the one that's going to make you run away. That's the one that's going to make you fight. That's the one that's going to make you. That's what's going to put you into action to protect and survive.
Yes. So it's a protecting mechanism and it's there to support you. But we can circumvent this system with our breath, because the breath is magic, bitch. So check it out. The only system in your body that you can control and that automates voluntarily is your breathing, your respiratory system. So your circulation is going to flow regardless. Your digestive system is going to run regardless. Your bones are your bones. Your muscles are your muscles, right? But your breath, your breath happens whether you think about it or not and when you think about it. So the beautiful thing about that is that with certain types of breathing, particularly what I like to call the one to two breath, which means that you inhale for one part, you exhale for two parts. So you could be inhaling for 2 seconds, exhaling for 4. Hey, boo. Hey, Jagaya. My work wife is here. Or you could be inhaling for 5 seconds, exhaling for 10, right? It's a 1 to 2 breath, or one breath in and 2 out. So this is going to help trigger your parasympathetic nervous system. That's going to help you come into that rest and digest. It's going to calm your thoughts and emotions. And it's just fucking helpful, period, point blank. And breathing is just a huge part of yoga and comedic yoga as well. So I'm excited to bring you guys a little mini meditation. I did say on that episode I was going to do a little breathing exercise and we never got to it. But yeah, so your breath is really powerful. Nicole, any thoughts on that?
Amen. 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 And it's there for you.
Period.
It's there for you. And I think we talked about the beauty of it is that with all the involuntary systems you have going on, your heart, you know, your stomach working, the fact that you have this gift.
Yes.
Voluntary.
Yes.
You have this gift to really remember, oh gosh, I can use my breath.
And how much that thing costs?
$3.99.
All day, every day. Yes. 365, 24/7. So no excuses, okay? It's just a matter of reminding ourselves, and it is a practice, right? So it is something that it takes time to practice. And as you practice it and become more familiar with it. Hey, Jada, good morning. There's like a million lives going on right now. Instagram is like a fucking television right now. It's a trip. So I'm happy to have y'all. Anyways, we are really excited to have you. What I want to do before we get deeper into the comedic yoga is I want to just give you guys a little mini meditation. Are you guys good with that? You guys good with that? Let me know. I'm not seeing too much activity in the comments, y'all. Let me know how y'all feeling, how y'all dealing with the situation. We out here. Let us know. Throw up some hearts. You know, let us know you got a pulse. So, you know, I'll call you. You know, I'm going to call y'all out. So, come on now. We checking on our strong friends.
All y'all here is strong, so we checking on you. Today, don't be like
it's your favorite yogi therapist combo. I'm trying to tell you what I know.
We check it out.
Hey, Shanila Boo.
Shanila.
Breathing right now. Okay, come on. Yes. Let's get that breath in. Okay, so what I want you to do is just get yourself into a more comfortable position if you are not already comfortable. So what I mean by that is maybe if you're sitting down, just straighten out your posture a little bit, you know, get that good, elegant, proud chest, sitting up nice and tall, letting your spine elongate, let your shoulders relax. You can leave your palms maybe at your thighs, over your heart, if that's what you're feeling, over your belly. And I want you to just start by noticing your breath. So the first key to anything is always awareness, right? So what I want you to do is just, as you're closing your eyes, or even if you're keeping them open, to just start to notice your breathing. Now, as you're noticing your breathing, I don't want you to change anything. So don't try to alter or change your breath. I want you to just notice whatever the rhythm of your breath is already, without trying to change it, without trying to determine whether if it's good or bad, just notice. And then take note of any tension that you might be feeling in your body. So if there's tension, tightness, resistance, if you're feeling that anywhere in your body, I want you to see if you can identify where that is. Okay. Want you to also take note of any emotion that might be circling through you. So see if you can name or identify the feeling that's present with you right now. And if as you're thinking about that feeling, if you are noticing any heaviness in any particular part of your body as you identify that emotion. Okay, now I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose for the count of 1, 2, 3, 4. Pause. And then exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take a breath in. 1, 2, 3. Pause. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your jaws. Take a breath in for 1, 2. Pause. Exhale for 2, 1. Relaxing the shoulders, the eyelids. Breathe in for the count of 1. Pause, part the lips, and exhale, let it go. Okay, I want you to continue with that same 1-to-1 breath. And I want you to see if you can try to get that breath to come from your belly. Even if you have to put your hands on your belly to see if you can make your belly move as you breathe, try to breathe deeper from your belly and not from your chest. So deep breath in from the belly. Full exhale, releasing the breath. This is going to cleanse the oxygen in your lungs. Full breath in, expand your belly. Exhale and squeeze all that air back out. Couple more, breathe in, expanding your belly. Exhale, contracting the belly, squeezing all that breath out, refreshing the lungs, bringing new life force energy in. Breathe in. Full exhale, breathe out. And then I want you to continue with a 1 to 2 breath. So breathe in for the count of 1. And then slowly exhale for the count of 2. Releasing tension, releasing tightness. Continue with that same 1 to 2 breath. Breathing in for the count of 1. Exhaling for the count of 2. I want you to focus on, as you're continuing that breath, those areas where you're feeling tense or tight. I want you to start to direct your breath into those areas of your body. And as you exhale, imagine that that tension is just starting to dissipate and melt away. Imagine that tension, that resistance just dissolving. Your exhale is helping you release and let go. And your inhale is drawing in fresh energy, filling that same part up with a lot of love and a lot of light. So that as you release and let go of tension and you empty, that you fill back up with positive energy. So fill those spaces with love, with light, maybe even some color. If you have a color in your mind, make sure that it's vibrant and moving. Still breathing from the belly, inhaling for the count of 1 and exhaling for the count of 2. And I want you to imagine yourself at a beach, sitting on the shore, maybe near a palm tree. Beautiful white sand and a crystal clear, warm blue ocean with the sun shining, bright, beautiful blue sky. I want you to feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Feel your toes wiggling in the sand. And then raise up from your seat. And start to walk over to the beach, to the water. Okay, as you're walking over to the water, see if you can look down at your feet and notice the waves starting to rush up on shore and cover your feet. Notice how warm the water is. And then start to inch yourself in a little bit more at a time, noticing how you can see all the way to the bottom because the water is so crystal clear and blue. You can continue to walk in, and if you feel like it, jump in. Get all the way in there and start to swim, maybe floating with your face and your body facing up to the sky, wading in the water, feeling the peace and calm. That warm blue water and that beautiful blue sky, sun shining on your skin. And as you're swimming around, I want you to imagine that this water is a healing water. And that it is pulling from you any negativity, any anxiousness, anything that feels stressful, heavy. You're letting all of that go as you're swimming in this beautiful healing water. Releasing, letting go, allowing this water to recharge and be healing for your whole system, your mind, body, and your spirit. Notice if you see any sea animals. Maybe you have some dolphins swimming by or some beautiful fish as you swim. And just feel the joy of the moment. Maybe bring in a smile to your face. Feel the joy of the moment, the freedom in the moment. It's just you, this beautiful healing water, the sun, palm trees and white sand beach, feeling free, feeling good, glowing from the sun rays, rejuvenating, replenishing your spirit. And take some time to explore. Maybe you continue to swim, maybe you ride with the dolphins, or maybe you come back to the shore and sit on the beach. Whatever you decide, immerse yourself in the beauty and the joy, the freedom of the feeling. Noticing how in this space you have not a care in the world, that everything feels beautiful and perfect in this moment. That everywhere you look is beauty and goodness and joy and freedom. And that as you look around and notice those things, that you also feel them in yourself.
If you're not already on shore, start to walk yourself back to your seat under the palm tree. As you take a seat on the beach, start to look out at the ocean and just marvel at all of the beauty and the miracle that is life. The beauty and the miracle that is you. Start to deepen your breath. Taking a deep breath in through the nose. Full exhale through the mouth. And before you start to come back, I want you to just really feel and remember this experience. And when you're ready, you're going to gently open your eyes. Let's take a deep breath in together through the nose. Full breath out through the mouth. How did that feel for you guys? How are y'all feeling after that meditation? Nicole?
Completely there. Yeah, completely there and with there. So now I just, my system just feels at ease, relaxed. Just a beautiful reminder of other things I can feel.
Yeah.
I can feel another way. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. How was that, y'all? I'm trying to know if y'all got a pulse, if y'all alive with me this morning or what. This is one of my favorite all-time meditations. I love going to the beach and meditating visual, you know, whether I'm there physically or mentally. It's such a healing place. And I know that the beach and the water is so healing for so many of us. So this is a great meditation and a reminder that as we do this IG live, that we also record the podcast. So the audio of this will be available to you on the Afro Yoga, on the Afro Yoga podcast. So yeah. You can always come back and listen to this later if you need it. So, good, Jada. Okay. Yes. All right. I see the drool mouth. So maybe y'all are still slowly coming back.
Yeah,
meditation is such a beautiful tool. And guided meditation is awesome, especially for beginners, because it can be difficult to sit still and be quiet and just, you know, have an understanding of where to go with your thoughts or whatnot. So a guided meditation is a wonderful way to get introduced to the practice. Yeah, it was good.
That was phenomenal. Much needed, much appreciated.
Anything about the experience you want to share?
So I think with this in the with everything going on, there's that sense of self empowerment of I can do this with myself. But I would encourage people to say it's okay if you want to envision another energy there with you.
Right.
So that's for the first time. I'm usually pretty good about staying by myself, but this meditation I really invite, and I don't specifically have a person, I just had an energy. I just brought an energy there sharing that moment with me.
I love that.
So that, I've never done that before, and it wasn't because I was feeling alone, it just was wanting to share. Maybe with everything wanting to connect.
Yeah.
Social distancing.
Yes.
And so at first I fought my mind about that, like, no. By yourself, Nicole, you're supposed to enjoy this by yourself. But then I was like, well, it's an energy.
Yeah.
Let me just allow it to be present in this meditation. So that was a first.
I love that. That's beautiful. Sometimes I do get, hey, boo, we just finished a beautiful meditation. I sometimes get meditations where I end up meeting up with a group of people and we're like in a circle on the beach doing like a bonfire, which is like me, beach and bonfire. Like if you take me to a beach on a bonfire, you got me for life. Like that's it. for anybody out there who be maybe trying to wife me up, take notes. Yeah. And if you bring, you know, some crab and some coconut water to that beach, oh, it's on and popping.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
So anyway, it's a great vibe, and it is dope to think about that. And it's great to think about inviting people into your meditation and into a circle, you know, like that, maybe the people that you love, and just imagining like a beautiful fire there in the center. That's a healing energy for everyone involved. So this is a beautiful, maybe I'll do that meditation next.
I like this.
I'm going to do that for
being self-quarantined. You might need that a time to just experience people freely.
Yes.
You know, I think we're so used to experiencing them in our mind and who they've been.
Right.
But through meditation, which I love, in mental health, you have chair work where you put like a chair in the room and you talk to the chair.
Oh, shit.
But with guided meditation, it's also an opportunity to experience people without their persona.
Right.
So I like this idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. And then there's another meditation that I guided a friend group of mine one time, where we did like a golden goddess meditation kind of vibe. So basically what it was is that we sat in a circle with our friends, and I asked everybody to see everybody in that circle in this beautiful golden light. And it was powerful. Yes. To just see everybody like in their perfect self. And I don't, when I say perfect, I don't mean like this sort of like unflawed version. I just mean this higher elevated version of the potential that someone can be, right? This amazing, boundless, powerful, loving, caring, kind. Yeah, that we are. And so we just sometimes don't always have direct access with that version of ourselves, but we can slowly and surely practice that. So if we see ourselves in that higher image consistently, then we can more so embody that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll have to do that meditation sometime soon as well. So getting into a little bit about the Kemetic yoga, right? So we talked about this quite a bit in the Science of Yoga podcast that we did a couple weeks ago. I guess, you know, what I kind of want to share is just the reason why I think it's so powerful and important, and some of the differences that we're seeing with modern day yoga, which I did touch on a little bit in that episode, but we'll talk about it. So Kemetic yoga, just for clarity, there's a man named Yasir Rahotep who came out of Chicago back in the 60s, 70s. He got really curious about this Kemetic yoga. Kemet means Egypt, for those who don't know. And he started practicing and studying yoga, particularly the hieroglyphs of Egypt and, you know, the stuff on the walls and all of that jazz. Yes. So he developed this method, these two parts. So there's the yoga skills method, which he developed, and then there's Kemetic yoga. So the yoga skills method is two parts. It's the rule of four breathing, which is the first type of breath that we did. So breathing in for four, pausing for four, exhaling for four, pausing for four. It's a four count. So what it does is it recognizes that there's four parts to your breath: the inhale, the pause, the exhale, the pause. Right? So, and then you take a four count of breath for each of those pieces. That is rule of four breathing that he developed. Another part of the yoga skills method is geometric progression. Now, when I say geometric progression, what I mean by that is it's reference to sequencing. So the flow of your body movements, what one pose flowing into another, and then the alignment. So ensuring, hey, Taryn, and then ensuring that, the body is in proper alignment to support the postures. So generally what that means is like knee in line with ankle, ankle in line with hip, shoulders with the wrists, you know, wrists under the elbows, all of that type of general alignment. And so the importance of alignment in a yoga practice is that as you're going through these different postures, you want to align the body in the way that it's most naturally already in that way, and that it supports the pressure and the different movements that you put on it. So for example, if you are in a lunge, right? So one foot in the front, one leg in the back, you wouldn't want your knee to be way over your toes. You would want your knee to be in a 90 degree angle, right? With your foot. So your ankle would be here and your knee would be here, right? So that's proper alignment. The interesting thing about our joints, if you look at it from an anatomical perspective, is that at the place where they come closer together, they get bigger, which means that as the pressure comes, at the point where the pressure sort of comes together, they're bigger to support the impact. So it's important to align your body in these ways because the body's already set up to support you. So when you practice this this alignment, it's just going to ensure that you can practice for a longer time because the idea is longevity in life, right? We practice yoga, meditation, healthy eating, all that, you know, mental health, et cetera, because we want to live a long time and we want to have a happy, healthy life. Brianna says this would help me so much at work, be more body aware. Yes. There's a lot of chair yoga that you can do. So chair yoga is, you know, sitting in a chair and still being able to do yoga through movements in your upper body and movements in your lower body. So it's all, you know, movement and breath. So that's yoga skills method, rule of four breathing and geometric progression, which relates to the sequencing, the way that poses move into one another and your alignment. Taryn, yes, I'm staying safe, supporting you as well. Yeah. Taryn was the one that did our barbell apparel video. She killed that. She,
fire.
Yes, so fire, so fire. Taryn is the one. Okay, so that's yoga skills method. That's on that end. The other piece of Kemetic Yoga is the Kemetic Yoga, right? So this is where he developed the sequencing of the postures, so the geometric progression, right, along with the alignment. And then also that there's very specific poses that are coming off of the hieroglyphs, directly off the hieroglyphs of Egypt. So this is the part to me that's the most exciting. And so, of course, you know, the hieroglyphs don't necessarily have that show you like an entire sequence, right? An entire flow. So what he did was basically use his common sense to think about what would be the easiest way to get into this pose, what would make sense from this pose to this pose, and so on. So just using common sense, thinking about what would make the most sense in how I would come into and out of this pose. So this is Kemetic Yoga then, right? So we use rule of four. We use the yoga skills method to practice Kemetic Yoga. We use rule of four breathing. We use geometric progression to practice the Kemetic Yoga. The most notable thing about Kemetic Yoga is that a couple of things. One, it is truly, truly a spiritual practice. And the reason I say that is because it's all about being able to connect you to the higher aspects of yourself and to the parts of yourself that are not just constricted by this physical body, right? So we know that we're spirit experiencing a physical reality, right? So in this practice, a big part of it in activating your parasympathetic nervous system and getting you to relax and realizing that as you're in that meditation, right, you're present, but you're also gone, right? We just did that meditation. So you were in your body. You have a body. You're still here. Your faculties are intact, but you have gone somewhere else. So that is proof that we are boundless, right? So Kemetic Yoga has a way of really, I mean, when I went through the training, I was in such a zen mode. Like my parasympathetic was so activated that I legit tried to get worried about something. And my body was like, nah, we're not in that place right now. Like I was almost freaking out that I wasn't freaking out about anything. It was so wild. I was like,
that's beautiful because you're using, and I tell people all the time, such a, you can't have a stressed thought and a relaxed body.
Ooh, come on with it. Yeah. You cannot have a stressed thought and a relaxed.
What I'm hearing that is when you take care of that physical, it's almost like a container. It says, I don't sense danger. I don't sense worry. I don't. So we cannot align those thoughts with our physical state.
They're not on the same frequency. They can't coexist. Yeah. Yes. So that was beautiful. The thing about, yes. What's being said right here, Visionary says, a beautiful practice to slow us down. Absolutely. So Kemetic Yoga is extremely slow, which is pretty radical in the face of the modern wellness industry of Vinyasa, Power Vinyasa, Bikram, all this stuff. And I'm not, no shade, no tea. You know what I'm saying? It's all good and everything serves its purpose. But the reality is that we need to slow down. that we need to tune in. And, you know, whether self-imposed or not, we getting it. So this is an opportunity to really be able to tune in and look inwards and explore, you know, the possibilities of our spiritual and physical realities. So Kemetic yoga is incredible. Kirsten says, I love that Kemetic yoga is more than just poses. It embraces the true meaning of yoga, our yoking mind, body, and spirit. Yeah, like connecting the mind, body, and the spirit. That's truly what it's all about. Yoga, as we know, means...
Come on, y'all. We're not going to say it.
Somebody better tell me what this yoga means in these comments, because y'all know how I feel about that. Tell me what yoga means. So, yes, Kemetic yoga is the true meaning of yoga. And since that time, we have gotten completely away from that practice, completely away from the original meaning of it to a aesthetically, you know, an aesthetic practice that's about losing weight or looking good or just exercising, right? We talked about it. Okay, yes, y'all been listening. Come on with it. Yoga means union. Good job. I'm so proud, y'all.
I know. She's not real.
I'm proud for real, y'all. I'm seriously proud. Like, y'all don't even know. So, yeah, you know, Kemetic yoga is slow because it is intentional in that way, and it calls on us to draw our attention inward. So we start activating our parasympathetic nervous system, first and foremost. Then we move into the practice, and the practice is slow. Rule of four breathing, right? So when you breathe slow and your movements are connected to your breath, hey, Eliana, good morning. And Jane, when you are breathing slow and you're moving slow, or when you're breathing slow and your breath is connected to your movement, you have to move slow, right? Because you can't be breathing slow and moving fast.
And I love what you just said. When your breath is connected to the movement and your movement is slow, that's where this has to go slow as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're leaving no parts of yourself behind.
Ooh.
You know, because usually your brain is doing one thing, your heart is screaming another, and your gut is doing something else.
Wow.
So I love the idea of the rule of four breathing and the geometric progression, because what it does is it leaves no parts of yourself behind.
That's right.
We're all going to go together.
Oof. So I love that, Nicole. Your conclusions be so lit. Like, I just love the way you put things together in your mind. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. But yeah, that's real talk.
Right?
No piece left behind, right?
No parts left behind.
Everything is coming. Everybody's coming on the trip.
Everybody.
So in this way, Kemetic yoga is just really awesome because it offers us a totally different yoga experience. Because like you just said, so many people have expressed to me, and even in the classes I've taught many times, I see people, their mind is ahead of their body. They're listening and they're moving to what they're trying to get to what I said, but their body is lagging because their brain is trying to, okay, which leg did she say? And what hand is this? And because we're also disconnected from our body in large part, we're not used to being in tune with our body because we're up here, right? A lot. So the physical connection sometimes is not as strong. So your body is trying to catch up with your mind as your yoga instructor is telling you right leg to the front, open your left arm, you know, all this stuff. And so what happens in Kemetic yoga is that everything is slow enough to where you can move together. So you're breathing in, hands go here. You're breathing out, chest opens up. You're breathing in. Take a moment to experience the effect of the practice. And this is something that I love about the way your sir teach that I now totally am on board with. I've never in a yoga class ever in 4 years until this Kemetic yoga teacher training been cued to take a moment to notice internally the effect of my breath and movement, the effect that it's had on me, to notice internally what's going on. Never. I think that we're doing a huge disservice when we're not allowing people to integrate the practice in this way and really figure out, what did this pose do for me? Oh, wow, I feel energized now. Okay. Oh, wow, my back doesn't feel as tight as it did the first two times I did this pose. Oh, wow, I feel really relaxed right now. My mind is just here, right? So this practice gives so much room for that opportunity and is one of the absolute reasons I'm in love with this practice because I'm big on integration. It's important. We need time to digest the experience, right?
Yeah. And I love it because that's what we do, right? We'll I'll have somebody talk about something, do an exercise, and then I ask them, what are your feelings now? Mm-hmm. How do you see that same situation now that we've had this session?
Love.
And it's that self-awareness because as we talked about, we've been our mainstay is that when you have that self-awareness, you know, that's what allows you to stand on your ground. That's what allows you to let shit fly off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what allows you to say, this is what works for me. And yeah. I'm not going to be swayed by this.
Right.
That's self-awareness. So
self-awareness, big time. So it's beautiful in that way. Let me know if you guys have questions about Kemetic Yoga in the comments or your thoughts. I just want to know if y'all alive or if y'all just out here multitasking. Let me know. So
it doesn't have to be your main practice, you know, as Andrew's transitioning and bringing it on board, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean like it's going to be all Kemetic. Like I just watched the documentary about John Coltrane and Miles Davis and how he shifted.
Yes.
And how he stayed ahead and how he immersed himself in the now so that he can become that thing, which he was a genius.
Genius.
But also, you know, just understanding that this is an addition. This is something to explore. Because it does look really slow and it looks really intentional and it looks, you know,
mm-hmm.
those words can be very intense for some people or boring.
Yes. Straight up. They're like, oh, that shit boring. But when you're in it, it's not boring. It looks boring from the outside, but trust me, when you in it, you in it. And I'm gonna guide you through the whole way through. So it's a wonderful experience. Yoga now modern day is like I said, become more focused on exercise, fitness, sweating, et cetera, especially in our Western world. Kemetic Yoga right now is at the front, but you know, I'm originally certified in that same power vinyasa I'm slightly talking shit about. I self-taught, you know, yin yoga because I thought yin yoga is really slow. It's bolsters, it's blankets, it's blocks, it's a lot of support, it's everything on the ground, it's being in a pose 5 minutes, right? So yin yoga, I think that overall the transition to a slower practice, because even though I got certified in power vinyasa, which is very fast, pushes you to your edge and brings you back, I stopped teaching that so early in the game because women of color were new to this practice and that was not where they were at. And I was like, I got to meet these people where they at before I blow somebody motherfucking shoulder out.
Right.
Y'all, I'm like, where are these liability forms at? Shit.
You take care of me, sis. You take care of me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can't keep me coming to me talking about Angie got me fucked up. You know? Yeah. Back then, I didn't have no liability forms. You know what I mean? Like, nah. So, I'm like, I gotta take it slow with these mugs because they out here dying and I'm already going slow. So, I'm like, this is the warm-up and they out here sweating. I'm like, bruh, what is really going on? Like, they can't do no fucking push-ups right now. So, and I couldn't do any push-ups when I first started my yoga teacher training either. And that was after, you know, after going through an entire teacher training, then I was like, oh, I got this push-up. This ain't nothing. Chaturanga on mine, you know, but, people just were not there. You know what I mean? So I had to meet them where they were, which is the transition to yin yoga, which now Kemetic Yoga is beautiful because it encompasses everything. It's meditative. It's slow. It still challenges you. It's very intentional, mind, body, spirit connection, you know, all that jazz. It's fucking awesome. So
yes.
Yeah. Questions, thoughts, you guys, about Kemetic Yoga? This feels very uninteractive right now, other than me and Nicole. I'm just gonna say it. Normally you guys are much more hype in the comments. I don't know if this episode wasn't as funny for y'all or what. But
and you did relax our parasympathetic nervous
system. Okay, that's so, okay, fine. Yes, I did relax, y'all, but
my bad, I'm still on the beat. Hey, y'all, don't let it, you know, Angie Height, she be switching up. Don't, if you are on the beach still, don't let her drag you off.
Okay, fine. If you're still on the beach, stay on the beach. Stay your ass on the beach.
Oh, good question.
Yes. So Kemetic yoga. So Kemet means Egypt. So Egypt was the name that the Romans gave it. Yo, Jean-Luc, what's good? Are you still in Rwanda? What's popping? So Kemet is the original name for Egypt. The Greeks named Kemet Egypt, and many other things that I found out that they named, like Sphinx means some like terrible, like ugly monster or some shit. Like the Greeks came in and fucked our shit up. So we go back to the original words. So Kemet is Egypt. So Kemetic yoga is in reference to it originating in Egypt. So there are prehistoric images of African yoga that date back 20,000 years. If you want the receipts, go to the Kemetic yoga highlights in my profile. The receipts are all there. And you know, the hieroglyphs show the posture, show the meditative poses, et cetera, thousands of years before this comes out of India. A lot of India is descendants of Africa from migrations, particularly southern India. So yoga starts to emerge and evolve out of India, not to take anything away from India, because they did an amazing job, you know, expanding the practice and doing different things with it. The interesting thing to note that I talked about in the Science of Yoga podcast was that Indian yoga was highly influenced by the eugenics movement from the British. Now, the eugenics movement is a pure race concept about like strengthening your race, you know, making them like as strong as they can be. So during that time, a lot of gymnastics were practiced, more plant-based meals were put into place, et cetera. So in a very popular book by BKS Iyengar, which Iyengar is its own style of yoga, developed. And there's a book that he wrote called Light on Yoga, where there's images of white men doing gymnastic postures 30 and 40 years before he was doing the same postures as Indian yoga. So it shows you the influence of Western ways of, like the Western gymnastics movement had a huge impact on the development of yoga. And then that comes over to the West. You know, we superficial as fuck over here. So it's all like how my body looks and all that stuff.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, look what I can do. I'm bigger, better, stronger, faster, longer, right? All that stuff. So to me, coming back to Kemetic yoga is a huge decolonization practice.
Yes.
It's a huge reclaiming and reconnecting to the roots practice that's super, super important, because bottom line, the shit is ours.
Yeah. Yes. It's ours. It comes from us.
Where's the lie? So yeah, I wanted to kind of really drop you guys that whizzy whiz, you know what I mean, and let you guys know what's popping. Since you are here, I will give you a scoop on what's going to be dropping on Friday. If you're on my email list, if you're on my text list, you already know what's good. I am hosting the first ever online Kemetic yoga class.
What? Y'all, get ready. I know everybody's like, yes.
This Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do you know that there's 45 people already on this list?
Yes.
45 people already registered. So that said, if you go to the website, you'll see the if you go to the homepage on the website, you will see the little subscription box to get your ass in this class. I think the capacity is 100, and I haven't announced it on Instagram yet. So I'm pretty sure we're going to get close to that. Okay. So I would love for you guys to just, get in there and register. If you're within the sound of my voice, you heard it here first. Ugh. They always be cutting off the damn live. Hey, they cut off the live. Let's see if Nicole comes back here. Hey, boo-boo. Okay, Nicole, let's get you back in here. Yeah. They stay wanting to cut us off, man. So, as I was saying, Kemetic... Bruh, what is really good? They don't want us out here dropping this knowledge on y'all. Change the game. Yeah, definitely changing the game. Okay, so yes, like I was telling y'all, Saturday, Comedic Yoga online with me, first time ever. I've been wanting to do online classes for a long ass time, and I just felt like right now is really the time to show up for you guys, not only in the digital offerings, because the Afro Yoga Academy has officially dropped. It's so exciting. I've been working so hard on it. And then, you know, some online offerings. So yes. And then I had, yes. So Kirsten knows, for those of you who register, you will get a link to the Comedic Yoga playlist, which is, you know, make sure you hop on, get in where you fit in. It's going to be a good time. My mom is going to join for her first ever yoga class all the way from Florida. She's going to be on board. So I'm excited for her too. So y'all, it's going to be a good time. And we're going to have, y'all know I like high quality shit. Okay. If you don't know, now you know. All of my experiences are very well curated. So this will not be anything less than what you would get live and direct in person. So what that means is the three.
This ain't Boo Boo showing up, y'all. This ain't
no low budget. Betty.
Wait. I think you do. Okay. Are you all there? Okay. No. This is gonna be an experience from the time you come on.
Period.
To the time we part ways.
Yep.
We're gonna take care of you.
I'm gonna have music, all of the things. Okay. So the tea is that, you know, the three components of pretty much every experience that I host, yoga, meditation, community conversation. That's how we get down over here at Afro Yoga. So we're going to start with just an introduction to the practice. I'll touch on some of the topics I touched on today. Then we'll get into our practice. We'll do a meditation and then we'll have community conversation. So there's going to be a lot of people joining from all over the world, which I'm so excited about. Y'all, this is going to be so cool to connect with other women of color, literally all over the world, who are going to come do yoga together. Yes. On this platform.
Powerful.
Women of color, all doing yoga digitally. Like, this is next level. So I'm really excited. And then we'll have an opportunity to share there where you guys can talk a little bit. We can have a little conversation, talk about the benefits of what we experienced, you know, how it was. It's going to be new for me too, you know? So I'm excited to just kind of see how it goes. And I'm working on the inklings of an online yoga studio from the Afro Yoga site. So some recordings and things, some live things. So, you know, that's coming. Yes. Too. I'm in the lab, period.
Y'all, cooking it up.
Chef Curry with the pop, boy.
What?
So, yeah, that's about it. Let me know if you guys have questions before we hop off. Nicole, how are you feeling? Anything for you?
I am excited as far as new offerings being provided in the midst of.
Yeah.
You know, and that gives people something to look forward to. That gives the brain something to look forward to. You're like, okay, well, I got this class on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You're talking about something other than the news. Boo bear.
Hey, Brooklyn.
Yes, thank you. Just waking up. I love my girl. Just waking up. That's how I do. I'm not homeschooling. Not here.
You know that's right. Shit.
You better rest that nervous system.
You better rest.
You better rest that nervous system, because my nerves can't take it if you're going to be up at 8 o'clock.
Period.
So yes. You know, and just be easy with yourselves. Be easy with yourselves. As always, we always talk about the importance of giving yourself what you need.
Yes.
You know, this is a great, there is no other time than now to really start practicing being honest about what you need.
Ooh.
There's just no, this is it. If you don't do it now, if you don't get honest about what you need right now, today, baby, day. This is it. This ground zero. Like, it will only get better from here.
Period.
If you start expressing what you need now during this self, you know, you're only going to practice it, and then you will come out of this quarantine.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. You will come out of it stronger. You will come out of it more aware of self and what self needs going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, at the end of the day, that, like you say, longevity, good quality of life, that's what we're here for.
And I love the way the community is banding together online. Yes. There's so many digital offerings now from a lot of different yoga studios and places. You know, there's a lot out there for you right now that people are taking it into their hands, like myself and many other platforms, to offer you support and community connection in one way or another. Because we gon', like me and Nicole always say, you gon' get this healing. You gon' get this healing. Okay? You gon' get it. Because it's there for you to get.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, loves, it's been great. I'm going to publish this episode and it should be ready for you by tomorrow. I'm finally tired. You know what I'm saying? I've been working hard. I've been going to bed at like literally 2, 3, 4 in the morning for the last 3 or 4 days working and getting up relatively early still. So my mind has been active. I've been going to sleep thinking about what to create and what I can do. I've been waking up thinking about what I create and what I can create and what I can do. So this is just I'm breathing this shit right now. But I'm finally, I think after putting it all out, I'm finally like, okay, I need to wash these dishes. I need to wash my ass and maybe like wash this bathtub so I can go sit in it. So I'm thinking about doing a little bath vibes, you know, but you know, take care of you, you know, as much as you may, if you're creating and you're doing stuff and you're active, also be sure to make sure that you take some time for you to just vibe, breathe, meditate, do some yoga, you know.
And tell yourself, good job. You know, we can't really go out right now and do it like that, but like a bath, just getting that bath and be like, you did that.
Yes.
Like, really, just really be like, yo, this last 24 hours, I have done some shit. Obviously, when you get in that tub, it needs to be like, you know, glass up. Like, I really let a lot of things flow from me. So take these times to give yourself some credit, your pats on your back. Parents hide in the bathroom, do what you got to do, but tell yourself, I did that.
I got some sangria in the house because when I went to the store, I went for the important things.
Put that music on. I did that sway the hips. I did that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We out here. So, and if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, someone who is ready to lift your brand off the ground, I have just created the Afro Yoga Academy, the foundations of it. You have a free Instagram guide that's going to teach you about creating content, planning, scheduling content, you know, what you need to do to be showing up on the gram. That's completely free. It's a 10-page guide with so much information. And then you have the Canva Masterclass recording that's up and available. You have a self-paced Decolonize Your Teaching course. So usually this... It's so amazing.
Amazing. That was genius.
Yes. It's usually a 6-month.
I didn't even know it was coming, but genius to have it sitting there now for everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, it was normally a quarterly 6-month program for wellness entrepreneurs of all types. And I decided in this time that instead of just offering it quarterly, because we already have our quarterly group full for April and the next one won't happen till July, I thought it was really important now to give you access to the program, to the materials, learning how to build your brand, understanding how to position yourself. You have creation stuff in there. So understanding how to create your branding, choosing your colors, you know, all that jazz is in there. How to send email pitches, all this good stuff is in there. And it's now a self-paced course for you that you can go as you please. The platform is there. You get immediate access and you can literally start for $97. Okay.
What?
Period. Like, come on, boo. I'm making it as accessible as I possibly can for y'all. So definitely go afroyoga.org/academy, or you can go straight to the bio link and see what's popping there. And then I have a bunch of one-on-one offerings now. So if you need an Instagram audit, if you want me to check out your website, if you just want to talk about anything you need help with in your business and just do a consult, I'm here for you. And there's more offerings coming. So I'm not done yet. I got more things in the works for you guys, but I just really wanted to provide as many digital offerings as I could in this time to help you really build your brand now. So by the time that it's time, you're going to be popping, man.
Yes. Good, solid foundation. And you know, anytime you're working with Afro Yoga, anytime you're working with Angie, you're going to come away with a greater sense of self. And once you have that, you can go into the community. You can go into those places because you're just going to have such a clear sense of purpose, mission, And then it just, you become it. You get to practice becoming it. And then it just, you know, it's what you do.
Nicole is a prime example. She's basically been on one-on-one consult for a year.
With that said, y'all, it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy. Everybody can do it. But real talk, what you gain from it, there's no going back. So hit the link. Get in it. It's self-paced. Once you do it, you know, there's a lot of these programs out there teaching you how to market yourself. Well, how are you going to market if you don't even understand what it is you're passionate about, what you're really wanting to do? You have to have clarity first. And so what I love about Angie is you're going to get that clarity and you're going to understand even why it is that you're going in this angle. And when you have that, the marketing then only just becomes an extension of you.
Period. And it's so important.
But if you don't know, if you're not clear about what that is, you're going to be marketing, spending money, and doing all these things. And that's what a lot of these programs are selling, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not teaching you how to understand yourself, how to understand why you do what you do, who you want to impact, and who it is that you're wanting to affect. Once you have that for under $500, you know what you can do with that?
You can go to the moon. And let me tell you this, the reason why that's so important is because this breeds authenticity, right? Like, a lot of people tell me, like, that they don't, that, you know, that they're having trouble speaking to their audience in a way that feels authentic or, like, not salesy, or they don't know the line between professional and personal, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the clearer that you have an understanding on, like Nicole said, who you are, who you're serving, who you're showing up for, then you can do that authentically and create offerings and do things for that community really from an authentic, true place. So I'm just out here trying to help y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my savings anyway. So it's not about money for me, okay? I'm trying to really help y'all. So tap in, go check out and see what's there. And we thank you, we love you, and we hope to see you on Saturday for our comedic yoga class.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Nicole, love you. Have a wonderful, beautiful day.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye, y'all. Much love.